What I thought I'd talk about is people have asked me a number of times, oh, you know, you were a prosecutor, you used to do civil litigation, then you're a prosecutor. You know, now that you're on the bench, what do you think of civil litigation, civil trials? And I did over the few years, I was especially on the district court, seeing the day-to-day litigation, I did have a number of thoughts about, you know, they're obviously very different, but how civil lawyers could benefit from some things in the criminal law. I mean, there's a lot of things going the other way where criminal lawyers could benefit. But if you think about it, I think the three biggest criticisms folks have of civil litigation is it's slow, it's expensive, and it's contentious. And so I think the things I'm going to talk about are really directed at those. And I do want, I'm going to talk, I think I have 30 minutes. I'm going to try to just talk for about 20 minutes and save 10 minutes for questions on any topic, because I always think when I'm invited to speak, it's better for you know, me to be talking about what you're interested in versus what I think you're interested in. So what's the first lesson I think you can learn from the criminal side of the docket? Well, the criminal bar is much more civil than the civil bar. That was really the biggest change when I switched over to the criminal side as an AUSA. It's just not as contentious. There's just not as many petty disputes. I will say I think the maritime bar gets along better than most areas of the civil bar. I mean, employment law cases have a lot more disputes. IP cases, a lot more disputes. So overall, I think things are pretty strong in the maritime bar. But why is it that criminal cases tend to foster more civility? First of all, I think, ironically, it's because the stakes in criminal cases are so high. I mean, because I originally thought, boy, these lawyers are really going to be going at each other's throats. I mean, someone's life is on the line. But I think it's, without offending our prior speakers, you know, there's that saying about faculty politics, that it's so intense and so heated because the stakes are so low.